can't stop thinking about the refugees, Dad. Why would God let that happen?
Sometimes I wonder that too. Why doesn't God just fix everything? Hi, and thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids. Come on in, I'm Zach, and I'm glad you're here. You know, life is full of ups and downs. And if you've been feeling down lately, I've got a great Bible verse for you. It's found in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Listen to what it says. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Our story today is called Troubled Times. Lincoln watched the shadows flicker on his bedroom ceiling. He could hear his younger brothers snoring down the hall, but he lay wide awake, his heart as heavy and cold as a stone. His parents usually turned off the news when he came into the room, but tonight they let him watch. Now he wished he hadn't. He couldn't forget the faces of the people called refugees who had fled their homes to avoid war. Some were kids his own age or even younger. Some had lost their families. They looked scared, and that made Lincoln scared and sad. He wanted to help, but what could he do? He was just a kid on the other side of the world. Lincoln was still awake when Dad came in to check on him an hour later. "Trouble sleeping?" he asked, sitting on the edge of the bed. "I can't stop thinking about the refugees," Lincoln said, swallowing back tears. "Why would God let something like that happen? Why doesn't he do something?" Dad's warm hand rested on Lincoln's shoulder. "Those are big questions, buddy. Part of the answer is that even though we can't see what God is doing, it doesn't mean he doesn't care or that he isn't at work. We can trust that God loves us all very much." "And what's the rest of the answer?" Lincoln asked, eager to hear how God was going to fix everything for the refugees right away. Dad thought for a moment. "Let's pray together. Let's ask God to show us if there's a way we can help the refugees. And let's ask him to act on their behalf, to protect them, and use the situation to bring about something good in his kingdom." "That's it?" Lincoln asked, disappointed. It didn't seem like enough. "It's a good start for tonight," Dad said. As Dad prayed for the refugees, Lincoln listened. The anxiousness in his heart was slowly replaced with something calmer. He didn't want to forget about the refugees, but he knew that feeling afraid and worrying wouldn't help them. Instead, he thanked God for his family and his safe home, and he prayed that God would find the refugees safe homes too. Well, how about you? Do you ever feel overwhelmed by tragic events in the world? Do you wish you could help those who are suffering? You can pray. God loves all people and can use any situation for good in their lives. Ask him to help those who are suffering and show them his love. Then ask an adult if there's anything else you can do to make a difference in their lives. Our key verse is Psalm 10, verse 14. It says, "You observe trouble and grief. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." And our key thought for the day, pray for those in need. You know, I've got a great book that can help you out from Keys for Kids Ministries. It's called The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions. It has a story for every day of the year. And not only that, it has activity pages, journals, puzzles, mazes, and a bunch more. Ask mom or dad to go to keysforkids.org and click on shop to find our 1 year family devotion book. Well, I'm Zach, and as always, thanks again for listening to Keys for Kids.